Well, each week at this time, we honor a town, a village, a burg, a hamlet.
A metropolis.
A metropolis, thank you. In other words like that. Mm-hmm. On our town of the week, and here is Sarah Nix.
Augusta is the capital of the great state of Maine. Settlers established a fur trading post there along the mighty Kennebec River in the mid-1600s, but conflicts between the original American Indian inhabitants drove the settlers out after a few years. About 100 years later, Boston-based entrepreneurs resettled the area, building Fort Western on the banks of the river. Huh. The wooden fort, which is still standing, by the way, was built to fight off the Abenaki residents and the French. And I have to admit, in the 3 years I lived in Augusta, I did not visit the fort once. Oh. But it looks like a good place to go. Known in its early days as Cushnock, or just the fort, Augusta finally got a name that stuck in 1797 after the daughter of Revolutionary War hero Henry Dearborn, who moved into the area. There was an influx of population after it became the state capital in 1827, and that, along with thriving agriculture and industry, won Augusta a spot on the list of 100 largest urban populations in the U.S. in the mid-1800s. Hmm. Like many of Maine's river towns, Augusta owed its wealth to the river and the Great North Woods. There were saw, cotton, and paper mills throughout town, but as industry shifted southeastward, Augusta's economy lost some steam. In recent years, there's been a concerted effort to revitalize Water Street, which is a beautiful old downtown corridor, and there are about 1,900 people living there now. Visitors can stop by the impressive state capitol and the governor's mansion that's across the street. There are also the bountiful Maine State Archives and the museum. Most importantly, be sure to find a spot to watch the beautiful Kennebec flow by. This time of year, you might even see one of its endangered short-nosed sturgeon.
What's a flow-by?
Flow, the river as it flows.
That's what they call a river up there?
Yeah. The flow-by, flutter-by, flow-by, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Flow-by, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Is that one word? Or?
It's hyphenated.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go. This time of year, you might even see one of the endangered short-nosed sturgeon jump, and it's pretty fantastic. They're up to 4 feet long, and when they jump, as they sometimes do at sunset, it's rather spectacular.
Are they mating when they're doing that?
I don't know.
Jump?
I don't know. Are there any sturgeon biologists?
Trying to escape mating, or are they actually mating? Or
I don't know. I don't know.
Thinking about it?
Could be. Mm-hmm. But if you can't live without the sports, and you are in Augusta, you can check out the University of Maine at Augusta Mises play. And that's our town of the week.
Which ones are they?
I don't really know.
The Moose.
The Moose. The University of... Yes. And that is our town of the week. It's Augusta, Maine.
Mooses? I don't think so. Oh, that's very interesting. And you lived there.
I did live there. Yeah.
Yeah.
For three rather long years.
Three long years?
3 long years in
Why
Augusta,
long?
Maine. It's a small town, you know? You gotta make your own fun in Augusta.
So you're very down on Augusta.
No. I'm up on Augusta. It's green and beautiful, and the river's lovely.
But it sounds like you served a sentence there.
Augusta Correctional?
There is a correctional facility.
By the flow-by, I think there is a little...
Yeah, it's good cross-country skiing.
A little
good
lock-up by the flow-by.
I did a lot of cycling and cross-country skiing. It was nice.
Yeah. No, but you weren't born there.
No, I was not born there.
Because you are, in fact, Canadian.
Among other things, yes.
Among other things. Mm-hmm. You can only be born in one place, can't you?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And would that have been in Canada?
No, I was actually born in New York State.
Well, then where does Canada come into this?
I moved there when I was very young. I was naturalized. They naturalized me up in Canada.
Which way? Them?
Yes.
Or us?
Toward them, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And then you moved to Maine after that?
Yep, yeah.
Okay, I think we got you now.
Yeah.
Did you live by the flow by?
Kind of. I could see it from one apartment, I can see it, and then from another house, I could not see it. But
very nice, very nice. And we're calling randomly right now, or Lyle is, and we have Jane Burke in Augusta, Maine, to tell us about our town of the week, what has not been said so far. Hi, Jane, how are you?
Hi, Michael. I'm honored to be speaking with you here.
Well, I'm honored to speak with you.
Honored that you chose Augusta? Pardon me?
I'm honored to speak with you, Jane.
Thank you. I'm not familiar with the term flow-by, but I'm sitting in front of the river right now.
So in other words, it's not called a flow-by, it's called a river, like everything else.
Perhaps some people call it flow-by, but it's flown right by me.
And are you a native of Augusta? You've been there a while? Or?
Pretty much. Yeah. I've been here most of my life. I came here when I was about 1 year old, and I've lived a few other places for short periods, but I've ended up back here.
So you're a Mainer.
Right,
you're a Mainer.
I am. Jane loves Maine.
Yeah. What makes a Mainer? I mean, it seems to be a pretty distinct sort of thing to be.
Well, there's a certain standoffishness. There is a little bit of stubbornness, I think, perhaps in a Mainer. Skepticism, maybe, is what's coming into my head right now. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But there's a little bit of a toughness because can be a brutal winter. The original settlers didn't in 1607 didn't like it here much, and they didn't last that long.
Yeah. And our own Sarah spent three tough years there.
Yeah.
In fact, well, Michael, there's a little secret.
What?
Jane and I used to be housemates in Augusta, Maine.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
But you call it a flow by, and she said it was a river.
Yeah. Well, she knows better than I do.
Yeah. Okay. What is the good side of that? Now you mentioned, standoffish, stubborn, skeptical, tough. But then there's the flip
people,
side.
Well, I believe they're loyal, and once you get them to warm up a little, they'll stick by you.
And cordial. They're cordial once you get to know.
And they're not. I believe they're somewhat unselfish.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're unselfish when they're not being selfish. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. But those sturgeon. How about those sturgeon? I hear them. I do hear them jumping.
And they're very clean. They're very clean up there in Maine, right? People are clean. Good hygiene and.
People are clean.
There's many good qualities.
People, it's amazing. Yeah, we sparkle. In fact.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't want to get letters about this now. There's got to be a lot of positive things about and about Augusta. Augusta must be a beautiful place to live.
Well, I love the river. That's what I'm in love with about Augusta. Mm-hmm. I get a lot from it spiritually, a lot of inspiration from it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice area in a lot of ways. We have a university here which has some great departments, one of which is the jazz and contemporary music program, and that spawns a lot of music in this area.
Did you say gas?
Every night
gas
of the
and contemporary
week.
Music? Gas?
Jazz and contemporary music, yes.
Gas
every
and contemporary music?
Every night of the week, there are a local bands playing, and some nights there are like seven bands playing within a few miles.
Wow.
So that's kind of interesting for such a small area.
But where does the gas come in?
The gas?
Yeah.
Jazz.
Oh, you said jazz?
I guess we do speak oddly here.
Okay.
Jazz, yes.
Well, that's interesting. Is that your field?
Not exactly.
No.
I do write songs, not jazz. In fact, I didn't attend the university music program here because I have a fear of jazz, to tell you the truth.
That's very common. It is frightening.
It's crazy. Well, yeah. The frightening thing is the contagion of it.
Yes. It's contagious.
I was afraid it would take over, yes.
And there's
and
no cure for
live
it.
With.
Yeah. Are you more of a folk musician? Or?
No, I tend to poppy.
You're
rocky.
Pop? Yeah.
Poppy, goofy stuff.
And do you perform as a musician? Or?
I have been known to do that, yes. Mm-hmm. What I do primarily is I'm an artist and that works with people to make them fall in love with their surroundings more. I make murals and mosaics
cool.
sculpted walls and colors and shapes that they love.
Very cool.
Outdoors and indoors, yeah.
And there's another real positive thing, a great thing about Augusta and about Maine, a lot of artists.
There are many artists.
Huge number.
I've always wondered what the percentage is, but I think it's high.
Probably 100, I think. They don't fish anymore so much, probably, all artists now.
Yeah, there's not as many fish as there used to be, that's for sure.
Yeah. And, so that's interesting. And there must be a strong sense of community among the artistic community as well, right?
Well, yes, that there is.
There you go. Yeah. We're building a case here for how wonderful it is to live in Augusta. And if we were coming there, Jane, let's say I was coming up there, Jane, and I was looking for you. And you're going
to
show me some spots that a tourist might not see or places to go that a tourist might not go to.
A tourist might not go to?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
But still very spiritual and moving.
Well, okay. I would take you to the vacuum cleaner store in downtown Augusta.
Why would you do that to me, Jane?
Well, because I can't remember the fellow's name, but he is incredibly passionate about vacuum cleaners. He knows everything about them. It's beautiful to talk to him. And in his front window, he has many, many eras of vacuum cleaners displayed and information about them. It's very unusual.
Do you do that often, or is that like a one-timer, one-time thing?
Well, I go, you know, maybe once a year or something. I mean, it's definitely where you want to go when you need bags or a part for an old Electrolux or something. Yeah.
All right, so you go to the vacuum cleaner guy, and that's cool.
And then
where do we go?
Well, you're looking for out-of-the-way places. Well,
no, places that you would want to show someone like me or anyone that you want to do.
Okay, I would show you mine. I have a 1956 Vagabond mobile home.
Oh, you do? Yeah, cool.
I do, and it's been in books and magazines.
No kidding.
Adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Vagabond mobile, is Vagabond kind of a particularly good one to have?
Not necessarily, but...
particularly not in Maine.
And you live in this Vagabond?
Pardon me?
You live in this Vagabond?
I have for many years, but now I have a house made out of wood, Michael, and I love it.
Yeah. So
it's crazy.
What do you do with the Vagabond, then? Is it up on bricks or something?
Well, I have a friend staying in it right now. She's working on a mural with me, and so she's staying there.
Is it hard to work on a mural in a Vagabond mobile home?
There were small murals in a Vagabond home, yeah.
Well, that's really cool. And for a lot of years, you lived through the winter and everything in a Vagabond mobile home.
I did, yes. Yeah. It's not the most efficient place to heat, so I recommend it for 3 seasons.
Yeah.
If all of them are summer, I guess.
But now you're indoors. Okay, that's good. So we'd go and see the Vagabond mobile home. Okay, so we got the vacuum
sure.
cleaner shop.
We
take in the Vagabond mobile home.
There's a Children's Discovery Museum in Augusta. And
no,
I love the
State
Museum.
That.
Okay, you're not interested
yeah.
in that. Okay.
No. But, I mean, that'd be
Let's
great.
See.
The Children's Museum sounds great.
Well, we've got a really big head shop downtown.
A head shop?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's significant.
Well, what are the local ordinances on that sort of thing?
I don't know. This isn't exactly my area of expertise. I'm not sure what my area of expertise would be. But
okay. All right. So we'll skip it until we find out.
I have to tell you about Augusta. I'm prepared to tell you.
Okay.
The high points.
Yeah.
You want to hear them?
Well, yeah. We'll skip the Children's Museum and the head shop for now.
Okay.
You can go ahead.
Well, the downtown is experiencing a bit of a revival, as Sarah said.
Right.
Some of the universities down there now, and some of the buildings are being rehabbed, and businesses, mm-hmm. and some swanky apartments are downtown now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swanky apartments.
Cool. Mm-hmm. We do have some beautiful old neighborhoods and some lovely people who live here.
Yeah. And it's getting towards evening now. It's getting towards evening.
Who lives in my neighborhood.
Your governor lives there, too?
Right. Yeah, I live near the governor.
Who?
I don't know him, but he's always making the news.
Is that the one who says stupid things all the time?
Some would say that.
Yeah, that's a stupid thing, governor. I've heard. Yeah, he says some preposterous things. That's
all
how I guess
tough.
You get to be governor if you say preposterous things enough.
But
it's getting to be evening now. We're in Augusta, Maine, and we want to look for the hot spot or a good restaurant or a place to for libation and maybe some. Line dancing, whatever they do in Maine. Where do we go, Jane?
Well, in Augusta, I like the Senator Inn. Of course, it might have nothing to do with the fact that I painted murals all over the Senator.
The Senator
they have a
Inn.
Wonderful restaurant there.
Yeah.
And there are some places downtown, too. There's an Italian restaurant, which is nice, and there's a
Well, what's it called, Jane?
Downtown.
We need names here.
Pardon me? Oh, Galliano's is the name of the Italian restaurant. It hasn't been there long.
Okay.
And the barbecue place, I can't remember the name of it because it changed names fairly recently.
That's all downtown, too.
Yeah.
All right. And a good tavern. What's a good tavern? Need a good tavern. You don't drink, Jane?
The tavern up above the barbecue place. I can't remember the name of it. You're putting me on the spot here. I have memory issues.
Okay, that's good.
And really low intelligence, actually.
Well, it sounds like quite a day, all said, Jane.
Really?
In fact, I might quit just at the Vagabond home. I'm thinking the Vagabond mobile home and stay there.
Oh, well,
but
that
Jane,
takes,
I want to thank
takes
you.
It's a minute and a half to tour the mobile home.
I know, that's what I like about it. It's quick, quick in and out. Jane, thank you so much for taking the time and explaining Augusta, Maine to us a little more. We have a little something for you, Jane.
Jane will be sending you the pride of the Badger State with a selection of fantastic cheeses made without artificial growth hormones or genetically modified ingredients from Cedar Grove Cheese, southwestern Wisconsin's cheesemakers since 1878.
Wow.
Thank you, Jane Burke from
thank
Augusta, Maine.
Thank you very much, Michael and Sarah. Yay!
Beautiful Augusta, Maine, our town of the week. All right, you want to handle this now? Here, you take.
Oh, yeah, we got to throw the dart.
Give her
our
the,
next town.
Give her the
hopefully somewhere I've never
microphone.
Lived.
Yeah. Because you can never live there again, I'll tell you that after that.
Okay, so who wants to throw the dart? Oh, don't all
you're,
jump up
you're
at once.
Need the
well,
dart.
Come on up.
You're going to need the dart, Sarah.
Yes, we'll come back up.
We're oh, you
need
come
the,
back.
The board as well.
Okay.
Hi, who are you?
I'm Shree Peters.
Shree? Good. Where are you from?
Denver, but I just moved to Madison.
Oh, say it again. I wasn't holding the mic.
I'm from Denver originally, but I just moved to Madison.
Well, welcome. Now's your big chance to throw the dart on the What Do You Know
Hi.
Stage.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
How are you? Oh, we can shake. Yeah, I see it. Yeah, take the dart. There's the dartboard. And here I am. Yeah, okay. Whip it in here.
Very well done. Very well done.
Well, it is,
it's New York. It is Geneseo, New York.
Geneseo?
Geneseo.
Oh.
Thanks.
New York. Thank you very much. Our Town of the Week next week. Well, that was terrific. What a job she did. Okay. Where the hilarity never stops, I think, is what we're going to call the show.
Well, yeah, that's the new moniker. That's our logo. That's our branding.
Branding. You got a brand.
Yeah.
You know?
We're the,
a lot
the,
of years
what was
we
it?
Didn't brand.
Hilarity.
Hilarity never stops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
and then
us.
We got to do more crowdsourcing.
Yeah.
First, we need a crowd. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
We need a crowd, though.
Okay.
This is small but good. We're not following
that's
the lineup today, though.
Well, what are we supposed to be doing
we're
now?
We're supposed to be doing either Call Me Maybe or...
Yeah, we changed that around. Didn't they tell you?
No. Nobody tells me.
Read your email.
Oh, okay. Nobody sends me an email.
I did.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah,
yeah I did. Well, I do. All right. And he reads music. Do you read music, too, don't you?
Yeah.
But you don't need it, and he needs it for some reason.
Well,
why does Jeff need music?
This is the process that we do. I memorize the song, and then either Jeff knows it or he doesn't. If he doesn't, I bring him the music.
Interesting. You can memorize all that stuff there that he's reading? You've got that memorized?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, it's not really that hard.
You're
Jeff,
like a savant.
Jeff could easily do it, too. It's just that, you know, he...
You're like a jazz savant.
Oh, Jeff's going to kill
me. Can't you memorize them too, Jeff? Why do you need music?
He has a lot of them memorized.
You do?
Yeah.
But there are a lot of the songs you don't know and you can't.
He probably knows more songs than me, but we don't do those.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Jeff, kill me if I don't say this. This coming Friday, he'll be at the Chicago Jazz Fest, which is at a new location this year, actually. I'm excited about it. I'm going to go down.
Yeah.
With the Mike Smith Quartet next Friday.
Great.
Afternoon. I'm
Where
not
is
sure.
the new location that you're excited about?
It's in Millennium Park at the Pritzker Pavilion
instead of
the old Perillo Band Show. So this should be
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And when is that?
Well, it's next coming Friday. Jeff will be there during the day. I think, what, two?
2 or 3 o'clock.
2 or 3 o'clock. He doesn't know for sure where.
And that Jazz Fest is going on all weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friday and Saturday. Is it Thursday night too? I don't know. You could check it out.
Sunday as well.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Sounds good. Yeah. Sounds great. And this number here, is that something we might hear?
Oh, maybe. Yeah,
the
maybe.
Jazz Fest?
Yeah. Yeah. This is called Cheesecake.
Sounds good.